April 11, 1904. Jesus thanks Louisa. Continuing in my usual state, after much struggling, I saw my adorable Jesus for just a little, and he told me, "You who wanted me so much, what do you want? What is it that you care about the most?" And I, "Lord, I want nothing. What I care about the most is you alone." And he repeated, "What, you want nothing? Ask me for something, sanctity, my grace, virtues. For I can give you everything." And, again, I said, "Nothing, nothing, I want you alone and whatever you want." And, again, he added, "So you want nothing else? I alone am enough for you? Your desires have no other life in you but for me alone? All your trust, then, must be in me alone, for even if you want nothing, you will obtain everything." And without giving me any more time, he disappeared like a flash. I remained very disappointed, especially because, as much as I asked for him, he would not come back. So I thought to myself, "I want nothing, I think and care about nothing but him alone, while he seems not to bother about me. I don't know how his good heart can reach such a point." And I spoke a lot of other nonsense. Now, at that moment, he came back and told me, "Thank you, thank you." What is greater, when the Creator thanks the creature or when the creature thanks the Creator? Now, know that when you wait for me and I delay my coming, I thank you. When I come immediately, you are obliged to thank me. So, does it seem trivial to you that the Creator gives you the occasion to have him be obliged to you and thank you? I was left all confused.